Finney's. Title of lecture. Electronic computer, if it did all of the recording of the human mind, would require enough tubes to burn enough light, as much light as would be generated by Niagara Falls. And another Niagara Falls would be required to cool that computer. In other words, something that would do all the recording, filing, and analyzing that is done by the mind would occupy many city blocks, and it had used just billions of electronic tubes, and it'd require Niagara Falls to cool it. It'd use as much power as is consumed by the ordinary small town by modern electronic standards. Pretty complicated stuff, providing you suppose the human mind is a computer. Now, obviously, although you sometimes may think to the contrary, your head is not that big and it doesn't generate that much heat. Now, a small experiment in osmosis will demonstrate this. Don't care where you make the experiment, you could make the experiment right now. Point is, viewed as a computer, as a picture taker which files the pictures, the human mind is impossible. And I've known that for 25 years. But just how impossible it was not the point. What it did was first the point. And you will discover a dissertation on what it did and what it does in Dynamics, Modern Science, and Mental Health. Fairly good coverage, that in the history of man. Fairly good coverage. But how it does it actually is something I've been awfully quiet about. I sort of glossed over it. I glossed over it so well that I don't think any of you even asked the question very hard. Because I dared not ask the question of how it did all this. Because it wasn't possible. The human mind couldn't possibly store these pictures. The human mind couldn't possibly reanalyze by inspection and cross-inspection of pictures. The human mind couldn't possibly store 53 perceptions per picture and then a running fire of pictures at the rate of about 25 per second for many years. No machine could do these things. Therefore, it must be that there's a simpler explanation. That simple explanation would be this. Supposing the physical universe itself thinned down and with you still standing there looked like a picture. In other words, we look at the wall and the wall looks solid to us right here and now, and then it in that instant of time that you first looked at it an instant ago, now is thin with a remote viewpoint still in front of it. And you're in communication with the remote viewpoint. Then we'd be running a sort of change of space, not there-ness, so that the physical universe itself, which we can observe, is to some degree, or one way or another, moving forward in time, is evidently a very large computer all by itself. Now, this merely puts the burden on the physical universe to be this complicated. But that makes one complication for the many of us, rather than a complication for each one of us. There's no particular reason to choose the simpler. But when we think that the human mind stores these mental image pictures with 53 perceptions per each, and 25 pictures a second on everything that is viewed, when we think of this in terms of storage, we're not going down any very probable course. In the first place, there's no place to put them. All kinds of absurdities come up the moment we view the whole idea as mental image picture. So we might as well take this as a whole and look at it on the basis that these mental image pictures which we see of yesteryear are actually the physical universe still there in another instant of time, now past, in front of which we have parked a remote viewpoint with which we are in communication and with which we can get into communication.